the Army is headed toward a September 30th deadline to have a statement of budgetary resources ready. Meeting that deadline, of course, is critical toward DOD's goal of achieving full audit readiness by fiscal 2017. Asif Khan's Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and he says the Army is showing some important progress to meeting this year's benchmark. Asif, thanks for being on the program. As always, it's great to talk to you again. You have a bunch of terms here. Normally I say, well, what were you looking at? It's pretty obvious you're looking at, as required by law, the military's progress in getting to this statement of budgetary resources goal for 2014. So I want to ask you first instead about some of the terms that are here. One of them is FIRE, Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness, and that kind of sets the stage for everything the Army and the other branches are trying to do, doesn't it, Asif?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Francis. It's great to be on the show again. The Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness plan was established by the DOD Comptroller's Office in 2009. It lays out a very disciplined and a structured approach for all the DOD components to follow. The plan itself is a high-level strategic plan, and it's followed up by the FIRE guidance, which takes the overall strategic plan and puts it into implementation terms, which it provides really operationalized guidance that the components can take. And this is primarily focused on the larger services so that they can apply the strategy and the guidance consistently across all the enterprises in DOD.
Okay, so based on that then, I understand the importance of applying those concepts to the General Fund Enterprise Business System, GFEBS, that you are writing about here. Tell me about GFEBS and what that's supposed to do to help the Army and the other branches complete the financial improvement audit readiness, or what the other branches are doing in lieu of GFEBS.
Right. I mean, GFIBS is a very large ERP. Another way to look at GFIBS is that GFIBS is the Army's general ledger. However, currently it's got some limitations that it's only got information for fiscal year 13, and it's going to have information for fiscal year 14. So it doesn't have any of the historical information. So Army would have to devise a way to be able to get at that information if it's to be audited. Historical information is very, very important for the SBR because the budget cycle is multi-year cycle. So, I mean, if the idea is to audit prospectively, then you can start from fiscal year 14 numbers and audit forward. The other services also have a similar ERP, whether they are in the process of implementing it or they have come up with an alternative approach like the Navy, which they have made it known that Navy ERP is not going to be the key to their audit readiness.
But they have a plan in place, as you and I have discussed before, to meet the same goal. They're just going about it a different way than they originally intended and a different way than the other branches are.
That's correct. Navy's plan is different. We haven't done extensive work at the Navy, so I can't really provide you much in-depth information on that. Whereas the Army has fully implemented GFIB, so it is very critical that that GFIB is performing adequately if they are to meet audit readiness by the end of this year on the SBR.
So what you found when we look at that starts out very positively, right? The Army's made important progress in developing its financial improvement plan using GFEBs to get to the statement of budgetary resources. As I read some of the things that are still remaining, it sounds like they're maybe on the 10 or 20 yard line and the end zone's at the other end of the field, not vice versa, where maybe we'd like to see them so close to the end of the fiscal year.
Right, that's correct, Francis. I mean, just separating the two, systems is going to be very important for DOD to reach or Army to reach audit readiness, but equally important is to make sure that they have processes and controls also in place. The GFIBS is going to process the information that's input into the system, so it's very important that the Army has controls and processes in place. So the person entering the information, he's got all the available up-to-date information which is being input into the system, and then it's being processed so it can produce reliable financial statements or other financial report that it needs to do. And that's what our work showed, that there was not that much attention being paid on the processes and controls or the internal controls that the Army needed to have to enable it to make sure the information that was being processed was going to be reliable at the end of the day.
So regarding those controls, is the track that they're pursuing in looking at these controls on the right path? Because you're right, they documented controls and narratives and flowcharts, performed monthly tests to assess their effectiveness. Are they testing the right thing, Asif? Are they looking at the right places and just haven't gotten as far as maybe they should have or could have? Or are they just not even really on the right track?
No, they are looking at the right types of controls. The issue really comes in is that we have highlighted in the report as the Army is, and I'm going to be specific because that's the report we're talking about, as they're getting closer and closer to the milestone and the deadline of September 30th, there's much more emphasis on asserting audit readiness or declaring that they have met all the milestones without making the corrective actions which is going to support those milestones. So there's a danger that the Army is going to assert audit readiness for September 30th, 2014, but the work to be able to reach that audit readiness is not done. So the impact of that is that if that's put under audit without doing all the corrective action, then the likely outcome is going to be a failure.
Asif Khan of the Government Accountability Office, my guest, talking about his recent work on the Army's efforts to get to a statement of budgetary resources for a 2014 deadline. This deadline is important for what? When I have an SBR, when I'm able to produce that, how does that get me to the 2017 goal of audit readiness, Asif?
I mean, that was part of the fire plan where DOD themselves made a priority of budgetary information to get auditable first before moving to the other principal statements. So that is one part of it. The other part is that the SBR provides very important information on budgetary activity. It provides the budget that the funding that was given to DOD at the beginning of the period, the status of that funding, and then finally the amount of cash that has been paid out that particular year, in other words, the outlays. So it provides very important information to decision makers that they have spent the money as intended by Congress, and it's meeting the goal and objectives of the various programs.
So you laid out in this work five different phases of those fire guidelines. Where are we on that track of working through those five phases?
The five phases I think you're referring to is the discovery, corrective action, asserting, evaluation.
Yes.
And then it goes to validation and audit. In our estimation, they are still in the second phase where they have to make corrective action before they can move forward to asserting audit readiness. Because they, based on their own testing, they have got a fair amount of corrective action to be done before they can move forward.
I guess the money, I just realized what a pun that was. The money question here, Asif, is are they going to get to this deadline or is this deadline going to push? And if the deadline pushes, how does that impact the 2017 deadline? Are we even in a position to be able to judge that one way or the other right now?
I just want to make one important point. I mean, deadline is very important to gauge progress and hold people accountable. But I think Army or DOD should not really lose the sight of the bigger goal that corrective actions and the processes and systems have to be in place to be able to sustain this process in the long term. So to answer your question, I mean, it's difficult to see based on their own results of their testing all the corrective action to be made by the end of this fiscal year to enable a successful SBR audit. But at the same time, we should not lose sight that they need to make corrective action, which is going to be sustainable and cost-effective. So that's a very important point to remember as well.
Yeah, and that's actually why I wondered if that was even the right question, because if they scramble and push and make it this year, but because of deficiencies they're not able to do the next step or they're not able to sustain this, then they haven't really accomplished anything. And the point is maybe less achieving this 2014 deadline or achieving the 2017 audit readiness deadline than it is to make sure that the thing works right and can perpetuate itself. Am I on track there?
You're absolutely correct. And that's the intent of Congress also, because in the NDAA for 2013, that's the National Defense Authorization Act, they were pretty clear in that act that if the 2014 and 2017 dates cannot be met, And they laid out a couple of scenarios where this may be a problem, like one-time expensive fix, which may not be sustainable, or heroic effort, or intense manual efforts, or workaround. Then they should come up with an alternative milestone date or timeline by which they will be able to reach audit readiness and report that to Congress. So in a way, Congress is very cognizant. They don't want DOD to spend a lot of money to come up with a system or a date which is going to be unsustainable. However, they do want transparency, and they do want DOD to come up with an alternative date and a plan of how they're going to meet that date.
And I find it interesting because that seems to be more latitude than Congress has provided in the past. And my Washington instinct tells me that that leads them that's because overseers seem to be thinking, well, we're seeing progress, and they're having more success than they've had in the past, rather than handing in a blank paper and saying, please have mercy on us. So we're willing to be a little bit more forgiving and give them a little more space.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I'm on the same. That's what my thinking is also, because I can't deny that there hasn't been progress. I mean, starting from 2009 and 2010, when the fire plan and the fire guidance was first put out, this has been quite a milestone going back to what had been done in the past 20 years. So the Congress does realize progress and there's traction and momentum, and I think they believe that they want to continue encouraging DOD to do the right thing to reach auditability.
I'm just curious, a personal question, because you and I have been talking about this issue since I've been here. That's 8 years almost. How long have you been tracking this, Asif?
I've been at GAO just over 5 years, and I've been tracking this well before I came to GAO. So it's been almost 10 years since I've been tracking this very closely.
Well, I'm always grateful for your insight. Thank you for being on the program
today. I appreciate that, Francis. Thank you very much.
Asif Khan's Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and you can read his latest work on the Army at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Later this afternoon, my conversation with him will be up there later, too.